Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
And welcome to the Joy of Business Radio Show. Happy 2018. Happy New Year. I'm Rebecca Hall, the creative producer of Joy of Business, and I have someone a little special here with me today to co-pilot this Om Times Radio Show. And it is the holidays. It is that time of year. And guess who it is? It's my mom. My mom is Margie Hall. She is a Write Riches for You facilitator. And I thought I don't actually know what we're going to talk about yet, but welcome, Margie.
Hi. Thank you for the welcome, and Happy New Year to everyone. 2018, what can you create? What can it be for you?
Exactly. And we are in that lull when we're recording this, it is that lull period between Christmas and New Year where everyone's just floating around, no one's really doing that much, or if you are like us, you might be starting to, I don't know if you can hear that sound, but starting to drive yourself a little crazy going, come on, why is there so much tiredness, boredom, you know, this relaxation shit? Isn't it time to create again?
It is. It's a great time to look back and acknowledge what you did create last year and build on that, and what else can you create this year? What do you want 2018 to look like? What's possible out there? What opportunities are around? What possibilities are there already that you can start doing something with?
Doesn't sound exciting at all, does it?
Not often do we actually have time to do that. We're racing off to classes, we've got businesses to look after, we've got homes, families, everything else that we need to be doing. So it's a great time to reflect, plan, get inspiration, try something different. Who knows?
I like that. So what are some of the things that you're looking to try different in the new year?
Well, talk about being put on the spot by your daughter.
I may know you a little well.
I've just decided to commit to writing blogs this year, to actually sharing some of the stuff that I know and I take for granted so that it's out there in the world and that you might be able to find it for a change.
And you should see the look on my face now as a kind of like, what? Really? Finally? This is amazing. How did I get so lucky? Because growing up with this amazing mom and knowing what she thinks is normal and then when she finds out it's actually not that normal is pretty funny.
Well, yes, I seem to be the butt of my family's jokes because I take it for granted that people know. So what do you know that other people don't know that they would like to know? So that's a challenge because so much of the things that we do daily, the things that we use to create our futures, our plans, things like that, we take it for granted. We have no idea that we do it so well. So what else can we do? And apart from my plans to write some more, I'm looking forward to planning my travel a bit more cleverly so that I can not at the last minute suddenly decide I'm going to a class.
what? I know nothing about this. It does sound like a much more easeful way to start 2018. Sure. I like the plan. And these are great questions to look at. Like, it doesn't have to be that you create these big New Year's resolutions and you're going to change every single part of your life. It could just be changing one little way that you function and prioritizing where you can actually create ease for yourself. You know, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, that Access Consciousness mantra.
Wow, and that actually works.
It's crazy. It does work. No idea. If you don't know about this tool, it's simply to say, and it's so simple, it sounds stupid. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory 10 times in the morning, 10 times at the night. Of course, you do have to take actions in between there to create your life, but it is amazing the ease and the joy and the glory just saying those things can create. I don't know about you, but using this through the whole Christmas holiday season, you know, we're standing in line, waiting to get our turkey and our ham for New Year's, for Christmas Day, and we were way too organized and had booked out to order our turkey way too far in advance, and we get there and they can't find our order and they don't know where it's gone and they haven't put one aside for us. And they're just saying in my head, all right, you know, what would it take for this to turn out better than we imagined? All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And lo and behold, they had a turkey and a ham for us. So these tools have definitely taken the stress out of Christmas for us, I can say.
Yes. And if you don't believe us, just try it. See what happens.
Exactly. It's not about believing that we know the tools that will work. It's about giving them a go and seeing what actually works for you. And hey, if my life can be more filled with ease and joy and glory just by saying this 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night, I'm in.
Exactly. It was one of those things that you think seems to be too simple to work, but hey, life doesn't have to be hard.
Yes, only one thing you want hard in life. We'll let you figure that out what that is. We don't need to say that on the air. But it is one of those things. If you know, what if 2018 didn't have to be hard? I've had a lot of people that have said to me that 2017 has just felt like a big tumble down a hill. And, you know, there's lots of memes going around on the internet about how challenging 2017 has been. And I get it. Like, there's been parts of the year that I've like, really? Really? And at the same time, I've managed to go through most of the year with way much, much more ease than I thought would be possible with all of this. You know, and the things that you've been striving for that you thought would be a great goal and to create them in a relatively short period of time, which seems to have been the ongoing theme, has been amazing. And we will tell you some more stories about some of those things after the break that is coming up shortly. But one of the things that recently happened is I invested in a Rolex. Now, this is something that I thought would be, you know, something I would buy for myself when I had created my financial reality and had lots of money and was doing all the things that I wanted to do in my life. Or you can have a Rolex when you choose it. And when you choose it, the Rolex shows up and it goes, here I am. And you see it in a catalog and you bid on it on auction and then it doesn't go for sale. So you call up and say, hey, can I buy it? Because the bid wasn't enough. And then 2 weeks later, a Rolex magically arrives on Christmas Eve and you have a very nice investment present for yourself. And it all happened with, you guessed it, ease and joy and glory. So only a little bit of a theme on this New Year podcast, and maybe hopefully if you're listening to this on Monday, you're doing very well for yourself. You're not hungover. You're actually having a wonderful time, and hey, you're listening to this radio show. So good on you for setting in the new year, and we're happy to be a part of your New Year's Day, first day of the new year. But what if this 2018 you could create in ways that were easier than you ever imagined? What if it wasn't hard to create those things that you had always dreamed of? And if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you create? As Simone Millicis, the founder of Access, of Joy of Business and the Worldwide Coordinator for Access Consciousness Days. But truly, if you knew that there was nothing that you could fail at, what is it that you would create this year? What is it that you would want to be a part of? What is it that you would want to contribute to? These are all just little tidbits that we can throw your way to think about as we're coming through the break. Is there anything that you would add?
What I would add is we want to talk about creation, but also let's talk about asking.
Mm.
What are you asking for? Because if you're not asking for something big enough, it's not necessarily going to show up. I have finally got that. We had a funny story the other day. I was saying I would like $120,000 to show up because I wanted to put it in an investment. And then I just happened to open the mail and go, wow, that payout is going to be more than I thought it was. I wonder how much more it was. It was over $120,000 more than what I thought it was going to be.
Ta-da!
So ask and make it a big ask and continue to ask. You still have to take action, but if you don't put it out there, what could I create? What could I ask for? What's exciting for you? What's fun? What will make life interesting? So what would be a big, juicy ask that you could endeavor to and create, put some effort in and create in 2018?
All sounds very terrible, doesn't it? Well, I hope we're inspiring you in this Sometimes Radio episode. And if you do have more things that you want us to look at with Joy of Business, or if you had any feedback about a show, you can email sometimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com because we would love to hear your feedback. And, you know, what's happening for you? If you love these episodes, if you want something different, if you have any ideas or comments or suggestions, we always love hearing from you, awesome Sometimes Radio listeners. And, hey, it's always good to know that what we're creating is contributing. So that is sometimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com to send us a quick email. Tell us Happy New Year. We'd love to hear from you. So what else can we share as a little cookie?
What can we share? Okay, we've done ask. We've done ease, joy, and glory.
You've done it's easier than you think it is.
What else is possible? That is the great one.
Definitely a good question for the new year. What else is possible that we have not yet considered?
Or have we not yet created?
And we could go on and on. What is one of the ways that you use what else is possible?
I use what else is possible. Another great story we had, our neighbours was having repairs done and the builder having to park his car in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and I backed straight in because I couldn't see the trailer behind, and I just went, what else is possible? And he said, what do you mean, what else is possible? And I just went, hey, what else is possible here? And guess what? His boss fronted up and gave me some money towards the repairs on my car because he parked in a silly place. I hadn't asked for it, but what else is possible? Put it out there.
Exactly. What else is possible? Well, this is the first segment in our Joy of Business radio show, and we will be back after the break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business on Untamed Radio. This is Rebecca and Margie Hulse, mother and daughter duo. I'm Rebecca. I'm the creative producer of Joy of Business, and I have my mom with me today for a little holiday episode wishing you Happy New Year, and she is a Right Riches facilitator. We've already told stories about, you know, Rolexes, $120,000 coming in the mail, getting people to pay for when you crash your car. What else is possible on this radio episode? Any other stories or inspiring tools that come to mind?
Well, it's about the other thing, if you are wanting to create something different, it's asking for the means to have the knowledge to show up. Because if you're wanting to create something that you haven't ever come across, sometimes it helps if you have someone else's experience to read or people to advise you or some regular information that comes in that adds to your knowledge so that you can add that to your repertoire and it helps you create what you're looking to do. I mean, I invest in property. I regularly read blogs and get information about that. Probably a daily basis, if not a weekly basis. So you need to be in the know about things. So you ask questions around it, whether it's light or heavy to make an investment or whatever you're trying to create. But having knowledge behind that helps as well.
And how did you start to find what kind of ways would work for you to create income or create a business? Like, how did you start to find out what were some different revenue streams that were fun for you?
We've been investing for a long time now. It was initially looking at when you could, looking to create wealth. Is you've heard the phrase, never put all your eggs in one basket. So it was spreading revenue streams across different sectors and different capacities. So we bought a rental property. Not fun cleaning rental properties when you're 7 months pregnant and the tenants have left it chaotic. But it's one of these things that you have to do the work sometimes to create the result. The rental portfolio things didn't magically appear. The share portfolio didn't magically appear. We had to research and look and make strategic investments. And there's lots of people out there that can help and inspire you depending on what you're looking to do. You might be looking to create a business. There's people that can help you with the back-end stuff that you may not like to do. So don't be put off trying to create something by someone, by not having the knowledge, but just realise that there's people out there that will help and support you get to where you want to go. So we have a great relationship with our accountants.
Yeah, they're kind of, they do what we like to call creative accounting.
They do. They tell us when we should pay things and how we should pay things, and yeah, what
kind of systems might work best yeah, for us.
They are invaluable. And that's it. You need good people on your team to help you create what you want to create in your life and make it easy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how can you start to find and ask for, you know, your dream team in business this moment, would say, to come to that? Because we have been through quite a few staff members, at least in all the different businesses that when you know, I grew up, because I was homeschooled, so I got to see a lot of the insides of these, and some people left faster than others. But how did you go about cultivating, you know, the team that we now have and the people that we now use that are amazing and wonderful?
Initially, it was word of mouth, and then people move on and change, and some fits just stay right. Other people may be there for a particular reason, for a particular business, for a particular time, or for a particular transaction, and that's fine too. You have to ask, is this still working for me? Are these people still contributing to my business, to me, to my life? If they're not, why hang on to them? So it's a case of look around and talk to people. Who do you need in your dream team?
And how do you decide between, because I mean, lots of people will tell you, you know, you need a bookkeeper, you need a social media manager, you need, you know, you need a PR, you know, personal relations assistant, you need this, you need that, you need a VA. Like, how do you actually decide and choose what you actually require?
It's a case of what can I do myself that I enjoy doing? Okay. And then it's fun for me and easy, and I can do it with one hand tied behind my back. Those things I keep doing. Something, things that I don't know about, I ask my daughter. What's this? How do I do this? And then if I figure it out and enjoy it, I keep doing it. Otherwise, I go, okay, who can I get to do this for me so that I don't have to worry about it? And then those are the things I outsource. You still have to keep hands on and know what's going on in your business. Often I see people delegate everything and not being aware of what is going on. You still need to keep your energy in that area of your business. Otherwise, who knows what will happen? You definitely don't, and the person has a free rein. And if they're doing great, fine, give them the free rein. But if they're not, you need to be aware and be able to create something different.
Let's talk more about having your energy in something, because I see it too, and it's something that I feel like a bit of a broken record talking about, especially when it comes to technology and systems where, you know, people love to hand their websites off to, you know, technical experts and developers and builders, and then, you know, completely take their energy out of that side of the business, and then wonder why it doesn't work anymore and their website's constantly broken and they don't know what's happening and they don't know what's involved. And I mean, to me, as a business owner, I think that's scary.
It is.
Or terrifying.
Well, as a business owner, you need to be aware of what is happening with your business, where it's going, what it needs to go where you want it to go, who is in there working with you to create whatever you're looking to create. If you pull your energy out, there's no direction. There's nowhere for it to go. It just sort of flounders around like in the middle of an ocean, just floating like driftwood. I mean, I ask when I walk into the office in the morning, it's, where do I need to put my attention today? Which company do I need to look at? Which particular thing needs my attention right now? I also have a list of things that I want to do, but I always ask, where does my attention need to go? Often I find it's not actually on my list. So
those dead lists that have nothing of the things you end up actually doing and all the things that you think you should be doing.
Exactly. So follow the energy. Put your energy where it's required. Should I focus on this particular business or this one, or who needs it?
And the same thing can really be said of your life as well. I mean, you know, not everyone does own a business, but if you don't have your energy in your life and what you want to create and where you see it going, or you have one area of your life that you're not really willing to look at or be a part of, then the same thing, you're that floundering piece of driftwood in the ocean rather than the, you know, the boat with a mooring and a direction and a heading and means of getting there. And you end up at the effect of everything rather than being the effect, which is a very fun way to live, especially if you're a control freak or freaks like we are.
Well, that's right. I mean, where do I need to put my attention today? Sometimes that may be me. I may need to take the dog for a walk.
What, you don't mean me?
No, I mean me.
No,
me.
But what about me?
Well, you can ask where you need to put your attention for your day.
Damn it. This empowered and conscious mother thing isn't really working out that well for me all the time.
Well, I think it's working great for me.
I am no longer the center of my world. Interesting radio show.
Yeah, so who knows what you'll find out on the show.
I don't think we know either. Yes, but it is one of those tools that, you know, it's so handy, and again, that theme, it's so simple. And you think, yes, but what about this, and what about my goals, and what about everything I need to do? Like, yes, have an awareness of all of that. And what if you just tried one day, just one day, and go, all right, what is it that requires my attention today? Because you already know what's most important to you. You already know, hopefully, by asking some questions about what is it you actually truly desire to create. And even if you don't cognitively know it, the things that want to be brought into reality by you, that only you can bring into reality, they will call to you. They will yell at you. They will tell you, hey, pick me. I'm over here. I really could do with your help today. And you're like, yeah, but I really don't want to think about my scrapbooking business. And you're like, that's so silly. Like, I have things to do, and the scrapbooking business is going, but I'm over here, and you just asked a question, and I think it would be great if we created together today. And you're like, yeah, but you're a scrapbooking business. You're not very important, but you could be fun. What's that word again? Fun. Such a crazy word. So maybe that is something that you can think about during this next break. What is it that would be fun for you to create in 2018? We'll leave you with the big F word.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business on Untamed Radio. You're listening to our New Year special. Happy New Year! This is Rebecca Hall, the creative producer of Joy of Business, if you're just tuning in, and my mom, Margie Hall, and she's laughing at me right now at my radio voice, I think.
Yes, I am. But hey, it leads right in to fun. We're having fun doing this. Are you having fun in your business, in your life?
That F word, the naughty word.
The fun word. Because remember, money follows joy and fun creates joy. So if you're having fun, how easy is it to create money, to create anything in your life?
But isn't money serious and something that you should be stressing over and worrying over and staring at spreadsheets and wondering how you're going to do it and having a bit of a tantrum and then figuring out that you do it really well later?
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was just a little scenario of what I used to do. This is the Nailing Your Mother show.
You've nailed me a couple of times too. I think it's the nailing each other.
But, yeah, I used to stress over, oh, how am I going to play this class? How am I going to fly here? How am I going to do this? Now I just go, actually, I'm choosing this. This will be fun. I would like to do this. Let's go. And have no idea how it's going to show up, but it does. And we have fun. We, together, when we travel, we have fun. People go, well, traveling is not necessarily fun. The way we travel is fun.
It is fun.
And we get to see great places. We get to see great things. We create together, which is fun. We hang out and do things, and our individual work is fun. We really enjoy what we do. Rebecca doesn't enjoy necessarily the accounting side of things.
I do now.
But it's fun seeing how much money you've made and where the money is going and what you're doing with it. To me, that for me is fun. You may not like that. It may not be fun for you, but maybe
actually, I have to say, Money Monday is what made that fun for me. It was inspired by Simone and Brendan of what they used to do is, you know, go to a nice restaurant and go on a date and look at their finances and what they wanted to create. And then Laura Marie, a great friend of ours and also a JCF, decided to use it to razz up her hubby a little bit to get him interested in the finances of their life as well, you know, like, seduce them with whining and dining, and then let's talk about money. Try and make it a little bit more fun for him when he wasn't so interested in creating his financial reality. And it's something that we've taken on as a family as well. And it's made it a lot more interesting to actually look at it. And I used to be the person that, all right, tax time's coming up, so now I'll do all the finances for the entire year in one go, of the one marathon, and not leave, you know, the office and stare at a spreadsheet for 2.5 days and finish it all. But now I'll look at it every month and create a nice little spreadsheet so then we can do our GST and everything. And we know what's happening all of the time. We have a financial awareness about what we're creating. And it's becoming a lot more interesting because we're starting to get into some bigger numbers. You know, I do make a six-figure income. I am a millennial. I'm making too much money.
How fun is that?
That is so much fun. It's a ridiculous amount of fun. And not from the I'm doing something everyone else is not, but from the joy of knowing that I can actually create this, and I am creating this, and it is possible. possible for anyone that desires it. And to me, being that inspiration, living that inspiration is what this is about. And it's what Bright Riches and Joy of Business is about. It's not about hysterical laughter, you know, popping open champagne every day and you know, buying things that you can't afford or things that are flashy because they look like they're too much money. But it's about living your life by creating choices, not by what you think you can or can't afford, or living your life by the amount of money you think you can have. It's living your life by the choices you would like to create. What is it that you would truly desire? And to me, that is a wealthy living.
And it's going back to that. It's living your life by the choices of what you would like to create. Remember, no one has a money problem. Simone says that over and over again. If you truly wanted something, could you not have it? There's always lay-by. It's usually consumer items that we think we want, we think we desire. But as soon as you realize that you could actually have that if you chose it, it may not be this year, it may not be next year, it may be 5 years' time that you could have it. But would you still want it? Would it still be fun to own it or have it own you, depending on what it is? But would it be fun? Does that change your reality on how you think of things? If you could choose anything and have it, would you still want it? When I actually looked at that, there was a lot of things that I thought I wanted and it would be great to have that realized would not work in my life. I wouldn't really like that. It wasn't going to be fun for me to have that.
So you don't want a pony?
No, I don't want a pony.
That idea didn't work. I'll have to go to the next one.
Sorry. I had ponies when I was small, and so did Rebecca. And no longer want a pony.
Well, that blows all my plans out the window. I wonder what I'm going to do now. It's okay. Maybe she wants a horse.
Okay, so now the manipulation comes.
No. But that is a very funny topic as well, because manipulation is something that can be seen as wrong, and especially of your family, who you are supposed to love and always tell the truth and never lie to and never tell them something that isn't true. And
whoops, I've got that wrong.
I think I've spent most of my adult life using the access tools doing something which Gary Douglas is calling manipulation, which is actually like to manipulate actually just means to mold artfully and gracefully.
Well, that's what we do so well.
So it's not about tricking the other person and the thing is with my mom, like, she knows the tools that I know. And I always used to think that, damn it, this isn't going to work because she knows about it. But it happens to work anyway. And my mom, being the amazing woman she is, has actually taught us kids how to manipulate her as she would like to. So it used to drive me crazy with my younger brother, who she taught to say, I love you, Mummy dearest.
And please, Mummy dearest, could I, whatever.
And then fill in the blank. And I used to go, how is this working? Why is this a good idea? Like, he's blatantly asking you for something. But it wasn't that he was bribing her, sweet-talking her, or tricking her into it. It was, this is their gig. This is their deal. This is how my mom would like to be asked for something by Sam. And he still does it to this day. as an adult kid.
I taught him well.
You did teach him well. And I'm now not far behind him in my own way. But it's this fun thing that we do back and forth with each other of you know, it becomes like a camaraderie and a fun way that we get to create and, you know,
it has
play
a
little bit with each other.
We do. It has a lightness and a playful energy to it rather than, oh, you're trying to manipulate me into doing something I don't want to do. You know, it's not. But we have fun. And it's like, okay, here's manipulation. You want what? Now, maybe not. Yes, no. Usually yes. But we have fun with it. And that is, it goes back to the whole theme. Fun. Fun in your life. Fun in your business. Fun.
Fun with your family.
Who would have thought?
Yes,
fun with family.
I don't know what she's talking about. But the other thing is, one of the easiest ways and the most fun things to do with my mom is, you know, she is brilliant and she has moments where sometimes she doesn't see it. And it's very funny to me when she does it. And that is something that I can, you know, play with her about. And I can tell her, you know, what is happening by saying, like, yes, you're right. You can never make this much money again and you can never do it like that, and this is too hard, and maybe you should cut down on the amount of access classes that you're going to, or maybe you should apply economy somewhere, and then she gets like this pouty look on her face. I was like, that's not on. And then I remind her that, oh, wasn't it just 2 days ago that you created $120,000 in 10 minutes simply by opening an envelope? And she's like, fine. And then she's back to being her again. And so this is, it's a bit of a joke of a teasing thing. Like whenever she's pretending that she's, I don't know, pathetic or not able to do something or not as brilliantly creative as she actually is, I can gently, or sometimes not so gently, in other words, the word gently is like that part, not a lie.
No.
I can velvetly bulldoze her back into being her by reminding her of how brilliant she is.
Or the other thing she does is go, stop it. Which actually works quite well, because how many times have you not acknowledged your brilliance and who and what you are? We so often forget to be grateful for what we have created and what we are and who we are and what we do. And so we need a gentle reminder, or not so gentle reminder, but it works. It works incredibly well. So something to think about. What do you need to acknowledge about yourself?
And what can you be for yourself? You know, we should always do better at laughing at ourselves and some of the silly things that we be and do. And you know, do you need a post-it note that yells, stop it, at you? Or do you need to, there's a brilliant YouTube video. You should just Google, stop it, and you will have a wonderful time. It's a very dry piece of comedy in a therapist's office that is, I don't want to give it away, but it's definitely worth a watch. Like, what is it that you can be and do for yourself that you don't have to rely on another person to find you again? Because you will always be able to find yourself if you're asking for it and looking for it. And you can also help yourself and make it a little easier. So one more segment to go. We will see you after the break. I wonder what we'll talk about next. Don't go away.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back or welcome forward to OM Times with Joy of Business. It's your Happy New Year episode on the first or the second, depending on where you are. And this is Rebecca Hall, creative producer of Joy of Business, if you're just tuning in. And I have with me my mom, Margie Hulse, and we have been having way too much fun on this OM Times radio show, and it's now the last segment. Oh no, what are we going to do? It's over. So is there anything else that just came to mind for you in the break that you wanted to share or to talk about?
Well, okay, that's something in it.
Well, I just wanted to know, there might not be, but if there is anyone...
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. But actually, yeah, a little bit of forward thinking, I think, helps to make anything a little bit more successful, whether it's travel or a business idea or a shopping trip or whatever. If you have an idea of an energy of what you're wanting to create, it makes it much easier to follow the energy. But if you go, I would like to create a question mark, it's very hard to start.
Right.
So write some ideas down. Something that you might like to create. And then, it's like Gary says, have your ideas book with you. Which idea would like to be created for 2018? How many of them are going, pick me, I'll be fine. And the one that you think the least about or of, it will go, pick me, it's my time. So follow the energy. See what happens.
I love that. It's a great idea. And you know, you're the one that can really truly have your back, and you're the one that can help you out if you need. The tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business are always here for you. And, you know, what can you do to have your back? One of the things that I actually do is I have a list of tools that's laminated and in my shower. Because I know that guaranteed pretty much every day, once a day, I'm going to be in that shower if I'm at home. And once I'm traveling, it really doesn't work. I haven't figured out that system at all. But when I'm at home, once a day, guaranteed, I'm going to be in my shower. So once a day, I'm looking at the access tools just for me, and what is it, the tools that I would like to use? And I just have some of my favorites up there to remind me of, you know, what it is that I know and that helps me, because that's one way that I know that I can always help myself and create a change. Because sometimes you don't have another person to remind you all the time, and it's very easy to ignore, you know, notifications and calendar reminders and apps and things like that. So putting them in a different place or like a physical piece of paper can often be really handy, just because it's something that it can't really go away. You can't, you know, swipe it away on your phone or click the snooze button on your computer on that calendar reminder. That piece of paper will be there until you throw it in the bin, kind of thing. So to me, that's one really helpful way that I like to have the tools readily available there for me whenever I need it.
I'm just laughing because I'm looking around our office, and since the kids were small, we've always had things in the shower for them to look at and read. And everyone has on their bathroom mirror, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So they read it in the morning, whether they realize it or not. And the post-it note, one of the ones I can see, is what's great about this. what would it take to change this with ease? These are just little notes that we've put, well, I've put around the office. And what would work for you? What are your favourites? What could you put by your computer, in your shower, in your wardrobe?
Exactly. Just in those places that you can be looking for it.
The places that you go every day. And whether you consciously realise it or not, your subconscious will pick it up and read it, and you become aware of it more quickly. I mean, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. That's a great one, just to, when you feel like stuck, if you feel you're stuck, then see what shows up, see what happens if you say some of these things.
Exactly. And it's not about having the brandest, newest tools and access and, you know, running clearings thousands of times if you know the access consciousness clearing statement, or, you know, doing millions of things. It's about using those tools that work for you consistently and creating a change. You can get, to me, you can get much more change just by making a choice and by asking the simple core questions, like, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? All of life does come to me with ease and joy and glory. That rather than, you know, making sure that you're always trying the newest, greatest and greatest thing, like there's amazing tools that we have that do come out and everything's very new and bright and shiny and amazing. And at the same time, don't forget your core tools. Don't forget to get your bars run. And if you haven't had your bars run, Global Bars Day is just around the corner on January 6th. And with people all over the world that will be running bars and opening up their places and spaces to offer people to have their bars run for the first time. So you can find somewhere near you on accessglobalbarsday.com. And if you've never tried the bars before, it is my life-saving tool and technique. It's very noticeable when I don't get my bars run.
It's very noticeable for anybody in this family. And we have a question. Would you like your bars run?
And the answer to that question is yes.
Yes, there is only one answer available.
There's not many things that are right or wrong in our family, but the one answer to one question, or would you like your bars run, is yes. There's no choice available on that.
But why would you?
Exactly.
It's such an amazing experience. It sorts out cranky pants. It sorts out uptightness. Anything that's not quite working in your world, have your bars run. And then see what changes. It's amazing just how great you feel afterwards.
Yes, exactly. So highly recommend as a New Year's way to start your year, get your bars run this week. You know, just one of those things that...
What a great idea.
What a great idea, my Mother Jade. Idea approved. It's just something that you can do for you and your body that can change your entire world. How does it get any better than that? So I have a bit of one of the things that is known as my specialty now, and you haven't been on many radio shows with me, Mom, so especially when I'm hosting, so you may not know, but I have a bit of a special quick fire round of tools that I like to finish in the last segment. She's looking at me like, are you kidding?
Okay, go for it.
So what are your best three tools to create more wealth?
What else is possible? Okay. How does it get any better than this? And where do I need to put my attention today?
But you've already said those tools.
They are the tools I use all the time.
All right, and three new tools. No, but they are amazing tools, and it just goes on what we were talking about before, about it is the simple things that really can create something different. So what is your favorite tool when you are stuck, you feel stuck in a financial situation?
Gratitude for what I've already achieved.
Ooh.
Gratitude for money in my life, and that will unstick any financial situation quicker than anything. Before I even had access tools, we used to use the tool of gratitude. We also had a theory about money flows. Money doesn't just stick around. So if you give money away, then you'll find your money flows will start to move again. So it was having gratitude in my life for the money that we had, that we could actually give to other people who didn't have the money. And what else could we create by doing that?
That is awesome. So what's one of the things that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for Access Tools. I'm grateful for my daughter who introduced me to the Access Tools. And I'm really grateful that my whole family now uses the Access Tools. Sometimes it can be a double-edged sword. When I say something and my son goes, that's an interesting point of view. And I go, hey, thank you. Yes, it is. Now I'm aware of it. I can do something about it.
Fucker, but
yeah.
Yes.
Very grateful for all the tools.
And I'm grateful that you're my playmate with all of this and that we get to do things like create classes all around the world and do radio shows like this and share some of the crazy, weird things we know.
Well, we always have fun. I always think, oh, what am I going to talk about? I have nothing to talk about.
And especially yes, you have nothing to talk about.
Especially when you say, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. But, see, we're having fun. And that's what creates. Fun will create.
Exactly. Fun does create. And if you do want to see more of that stuff, we actually have a snazzy little website now. So you can go to thehulsets.com for what we do and be. So that's H-U-L-S-E-S. So come and check us out. Come and see what we're up to and where we're going. So that's thehulsets.com. And we'd love to play with you. We'd love to see you around the world. And we are addicted to this fun access consciousness stuff and changing people's lives and their realities. So we're in if you're in. This is The Hulses, Joy of Business on Science Radio. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.